gunman opened fire on a small church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, yesterday during the 11 a.m. Sunday service. More than two dozen congregants are dead. David Martin Davies is a veteran journalist and host of The Source and Texas Matters on Texas Public Radio based in San Antonio. It's about 35 miles from the site of the shooting. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So let's start with the numbers. How many are confirmed dead at this point? How many are injured?
26 are confirmed dead. 20 are wounded, people who were severely injured and had some tough surgeries, and we are waiting to see how those folks are doing.
What do we know so far about how this attack occurred?
Well, we know that the gunman drove up to the church as people were inside, celebrating creation, and he began firing. He just opened up firing onto the church, the building, and then he went inside and continued his assault on these people. And then he came back outside, and then he was confronted by someone who lived right across the street. So the church had houses kind of around it. It was not very modest buildings. And the people came out and confront the guy that heard the gunfire, and then he took off driving. He was chased. And it's still up in the air. It sounds like he may have taken his own life, or he may have been wounded, and he died in that exchange.
And you've been there in Sutherland Springs. Tell us about what this community is like.
This is a really small place. It's unincorporated. 643 people are actually in the population of that town. It's sandwiched in between two other small communities. Lavernia is on one side and Stockdale on the other, all really small, quiet, rural towns where, Friday Night Lights is part of the life, and then Sunday morning prayers is the other part, and everyone knows each other, so they're very close.
So a town, close-knit, playing football and really being together, and of course also quite religious, going to Sunday service.
Big part of life, Sunday service, what church you go to, you go with your entire family. That's why we're finding out that many of the people who lost their lives, there's a lot of them from the same family of the 26 dead.
Details are emerging about this, who some say are calling a hero, Johnny Langendorf, the man who chased after the gunman. What do we know about the confrontation after the shooting rampage?
We know that Johnny was pulled up, and another neighbor said, hey, that guy just shot up the church, let's go chase him. And they chased him, and they, gave pursuit. The gunman kind of went off down a weird road, not on the main highway, kind of the back streets towards Seguin, in which makes people wonder if this guy even knew the area very well. And then he crashed into a ditch. So it's still, not 100% confirmed if he was shot in exchange and bled out while driving, or he panicked and he took his own life.
We're talking right now with David Martin Davies, a veteran journalist, host of The Source and Texas Matters on Texas Public Radio. Been recapping the latest on a mass shooting yesterday in Sutherland Springs, Texas, in a small church. Very unlikely place, a small community. And David, this is a place that has a gas station, a Dollar General, a church. This is a very, very small place, is it not?
Very small, tight knit. Everyone knows everyone, and their family, and so that's what makes this. It seems like someone else who lived there, another pastor, told me they felt secure in their isolation. They felt this. Plague of senseless violence that we have in America today, that to them it's like, well, that's Las Vegas, that was Orlando, these are big cities, these people were concerned, and they felt like, well, I'm here in Sutherland Springs in the middle of nowhere, who's going to come bother us out here? I think we're learning that there's no corner of America where you are safe. And, you know, and you're never going to find another part of America where you're going to have more good guys with good guns than a place like this. These are people that guns, you know, is part of the culture. Mm. And people go to church with their guns. And, you know, and many folk do. And so when you have a gunman who shows up with his assault rifle and starts shooting at the church before anyone even knows that he's there, you know, this blows that whole argument right out the window that you can have a good guy with a gun confronting a bad guy with a gun. You know, and by the time the neighbor shot this guy or he came to an end, he'd already killed 26 people.
What do we know about Texas Governor Greg Abbott, his reaction to the largest mass shooting in Texas?
Well, his reaction is prayer and comfort, and in that manner right now, he's not going to, he doesn't have a history of calling for any type of gun control or anything like that to try to get a handle on things. When he was attorney general and not since he's been a governor, he is going to just let things take their course.
President Trump tweeted, "May God be with the people of Sutherland Springs, Texas. The FBI and law enforcement are on the scene. I am monitoring the situation from Japan." What kind of response have we been seeing from lawmakers, at state and federal levels here?
Well, after Las Vegas, we heard that there was going to be some activity in Washington, D.C. to do something about bump stocks, which was something that you could buy to turn your semi-automatic weapon into a full automatic weapon. Full automatic guns are against the law. And so even the NRA said that they would support the bump stock initiative, some sort of law to deal with that. And then it ran out of gas. It didn't go anywhere. So I don't know if this will renew efforts or calls to do away with manufactured items that you can buy that will convert your weapon into an illegal weapon or not, but people will see. But there'll be some renewed calls. We have heard from lawmakers calling again for some action to limit the availability or at least tightening the regulations. We know that the gunman, Devin Patrick Kelly, was court-martialed out of the Air Force, and he had a dishonorable discharge. And if you have a dishonorable discharge, that's the same as a felony. You're not allowed to own a weapon. But he was able to buy one at a store in San Antonio just simply by lying on the application.
President Trump today said he believed the Texas church shooting was caused by a mental health problem and not because of a problem with domestic gun laws. What do we know about the mental state, if anything yet, about the gunman?
We don't know anything about his mental state or his mental health history. If President Trump has information that we don't have about his mental health, that would be good to pass along. Because other than that, all we know is what happened at this event. It's easy to assume, of course, that someone that did something like this has some mental health issues, but, you know, that has not been diagnosed.
Can you speak to what kind of investigation we'll see in the coming days and weeks here?
Well, the church remains a crime scene, as is the area around the church, because there was shooting not just inside but outside and also where the chase took place and where that ended. I know that this is a church that they would routinely videotape their services and post them online. And so people are thinking that there was probably a video running, a video camera recording the events. And so if that's available, they're going to find that tape and be able to get a really good idea of how things went down inside. But there's no doubt that that Devin Patrick Kelly was the gunman. That they say that they had no thoughts that he was working with anyone else. They may check to see if his associates, if he was a member of any sort of Texas militia group. But the investigation probably is going to be into how he got this weapon and if any laws are broken and if there's any prosecution that needs to be done along those lines.
Do events like this delay Congress from going forward with their agenda, which includes an overhaul of the nation's tax code? Do you think this will have an impact on Capitol Hill?
It's hard to say if anything's going to delay what's going on with the tax code. Congress has not been moving in a streamlined fashion. All sorts of distractions happen all the time. That seems to be something that is separate and apart from what's happening here in Texas.
And talk to me about the reporting that you'll be doing in the coming days on this.
I've been talking to the people who have family members who died, talking to the community. I was at the scene where the people were gathering at the community center for Sutherland Springs, and these people, they were stunned. They were in shock. We're going to try to get more information about Devin Patrick Kelly, try to find out what his connection was to the Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church, if there was a connection, if there was anything that may have triggered this, if there were any signs or any warning signs that this was coming, if he had did some sort of social media post or if he had contacted the church directly that this was going to happen. We're going to try to find out more about the people who were injured. We're also going to take a look at the response. As you mentioned, I host a program called The Source. It's a daily live call-in program. And right after the Las Vegas shooting, we did a live hour-long show talking about what would happen if Vegas happened here in San Antonio, here in our community. And we had some emergency response personnel here on the air talking about, well, we have the AmbuBus, which is a large bus, which is like an ambulance, which they use this event. And also we talked about how they would coordinate and all these things that came into play just yesterday. And
yeah, so a much greater community discussion. David, we really appreciate you taking the time for us.
All right, sorry I was under such terrible circumstances.
David Martin Davies is a veteran journalist, host of The Source and Texas Matters on Texas Public Radio. We were recapping the latest on the mass shooting yesterday. This hour, the morning show was produced by Chris Molina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer.